EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Creating content in Easy to Understand. This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short E2U, Element 3, Processes. Video lecture, Creating Content in Easy to Understand Language. My name is Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the process of creating content in Easy to Understand Language, focusing on easy language and plain language. I will give some examples of texts that were directly created in Easy to Understand Language. In the EASIT project, we differentiate between creating content from scratch and adapting or translating content into easy or plain language. The main difference between creating and adapting or translating is whether we have a source text or source material from where we depart to produce content in easy to understand language. If we are formulating directly in easy or plain language, we are in the realm of creating content. If we have a source text or source material that we can translate or adapt into easy to understand language, we are in the field of adapting or translating content. The difference may seem trivial, but the approaches are different in each of these two scenarios. If we look into the guidelines of easy to understand language, especially for easy language, the focus lies mainly on translating into easy to understand language. Most rulebooks focus on translation in easy to understand language rather than creating content from scratch. Nevertheless, the linguistic and layout features of easy to understand language are the same for both practices. The end product of both processes is content that is perceptible and comprehensible for the respective target groups and adapted to their needs. In Video Lecture Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines, you can find more information about the rules of easy and plain language. When creating content in Easy to Understand Language, these following items are especially important for the authors: knowledge about the target groups, knowledge about the target situation, training in easy to understand language, and soft skills. Knowledge about the target groups and their communicative needs. Based on this information, the text creators decide if easy or rather plain language should be used. They decide on the media realization, on content editing, etc. Knowledge about the target situation. The target situation in which the content will be used is highly relevant. Text creators have to evaluate whether the content is retrievable for the target audience in the situation. It is very important to have a functional communicative scenario in mind. Training in easy to understand language. It is necessary that the authors and text creators not only know the rules of easy and plain language, but are also trained in implementing them. The authors of plain language texts are often domain experts in the respective fields, but are not trained to use easy to understand language in their texts. This may lead to content that is not comprehensible enough for the target groups. Therefore, special training in easy to understand language is necessary for the text creators. Soft skills. The authors or text creators must know the communicative needs of the target groups and adapt the content accordingly. They have to behave professionally during the whole creation process. Integrating easy to understand language right from the beginning opens a wide spectrum of opportunities, wider than for translation. The latter is especially the case if during the production of the source material, the translation into easy and plain language were not considered. To create text directly in easy to understand language allows the authors more flexibility when it comes to planning their texts. Linguistic and layout features that are necessary to increase perceptibility and comprehensibility for the target groups can be taken care of during the production phase. In our 2020 publication, we point out that the same is true for audiovisual translation. The material can be directly scripted in easy and plain language, or a component in easy or plain language can be added to a content later on, leaving a narrower margin for action. If the original material is already in easy or plain language, translating or adapting it into other languages or modality of accessible communication is easier. This applies, for example, to subtitles, dubbing, or audio description in easy and plain language. If the integration of accessibility services, like an easy-to-understand language version, is already planned during the production phase, the outcome will most likely be a highly perceptible and accessible product. We also refer to the concept of accessible filmmaking proposed by Dr. Pablo Romero Fresco from the University of Vigo, who is also part of the ESIT consortium. One example of content created directly in an easy-to-understand language is the homepage of the ESIT project. If you are interested, you can visit our homepage and see the texts. They were directly written in easy language and then translated into the various project languages. On this slide, you can see a screenshot of the homepage. The screenshot shows that there is not only written text, but additionally a screen reader is embedded and you have an audio version of the text. Accessibility was planned from the beginning for this homepage and therefore we had more flexibility in the planning process. With this slide, we end our presentation. In another video lecture, we will focus on the translation process into easy to understand language. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at esit@unihildesheim.de.
The project ESIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the ESIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA. EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.